Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
And today we are doing Smile. John, I'm so excited to talk about this movie. I'm so excited. I just double featured both of the movies. And I'll be honest, this was a better double feature than Joker. This was amazing. This was
I
amazing.
think even if Joker 2 were a good movie, that would still be a rough one.
This was
What?
amazing. Okay,
Yeah.
so let's start from the top. What do we have? Smile 2022, directed by Parker Finn, written by Parker Finn, based on his short film Laura Hasn't Slept. John, have you seen this?
I was at the premiere.
For Laura Hasn't Slept?
Oh no, Laura has this one
Okay.
now.
I feel like we both have homework now. We have to watch the short movie. I don't know where to find it because I just walked home from the theater now. I just discovered this, but we have to watch this short Laura Hasn't Slept, short movie that inspired the original movie Smile. Anyway, first movie starring Sosie Bacon and Kyle Gallner. Kyle Gallner was in Strange Darling. Cinematography, Charlie Saroff, edited by Elliot Greenberg, music by Cristobal Tapia Devere. I'm mentioning these last three because the same creative team came back for Smile 2, which I think is pretty remarkable. First movie, budget, 17 million. It's the same budget as The Substance. Second movie, Smile 2, 2024, directed by Parker Finn, written by Parker Finn, starring Naomi Scott. Cinematography, same team. Charlie Saroff, edited by Elliot Greenberg, music by Cristobal Tapia Devere. Budget, 28 million. John, are you impressed by the budget on these movies? 17 million for the first one, 28 million for the second one. This is first movie is equal to The Substance. The second movie is more than The Substance. The second movie has the budget of The Substance plus Long Legs.
I mean, like, it's horror. I mean, horror is typically a budget-friendly genre that rewards almost like every time. That's why I think studios are going more horror lately than they ever have, because that's where a lot of the money is like pouring in. I was actually at the premiere of Number One.
Nice.
I want to tell you, I hold a dear place in my heart for Number One
Okay.
because it was my first trailer quote.
No way. Very
Yes,
nice.
it was my first, and like, well, for a big theatrical film, for like a big theatrical film. I went to Fantastic Fest in 2022. I tweeted my response, and I got an email from Paramount right after. They were like, "Hey, can we use this?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude, it was my first trailer quote, so I was pretty hyped about them too."
Very
But
nice, very nice.
yeah.
I'll be honest, I watched, like I said, I watched both of them now. The first movie, I thought it was like good. I didn't feel there's anything like remarkable about it. There's some good like jump scares, but it felt kind of middle of the road. But the second movie blew me away. Like I was shocked
Well,
by the second movie. Yeah.
number one, the way that I like described it is that it kind of like took a lot of J horror and like kind of made a new idea out of J horror scripts.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't exactly, I wouldn't call it like a great film, but it was better than I thought it would be
Absolutely, yes.
at the
Yeah.
time, you know?
And I think just going back one second to budget, what's amazing about these movies is because there's no monster. All it is somebody smiling. That's like the lowest budget of the low budgets.
Oh, there is
Smile, that's the
definitely a
monster.
monster.
I know, but for most of the movie, it's just ah! And it's just someone
Yeah.
smiling. Oh, especially the second movie. I'm dazzled. I'm amazed. I'm stunned. I'm flabbergasted. I'm stupefied.
You are ready to talk about this film. I can
It's
tell.
been less than 30 minutes. I just got home from it. So, John, how many? Let's start. What's your history with the first movie? How many times have you seen it? When did you last see it?
I've only seen it once, but like I
The
watched
one
it.
time. The
I
one time. Okay.
it's very rare that I rewatch films
All right.
because we watch so many movies
Yeah.
that it's very difficult for me to just be like, I'm gonna throw this on just because.
Okay. Even though they gave you a pull quote.
Give me a pull quote. I think it's a pretty solid film. I don't
Yeah.
think it's bad at all.
Okay.
And I think the end of it gave me chills. Like, absolutely, that final shot of, like, I mean, if you're watching this review, I'm assuming that you've seen Number One. Kevin Bacon's daughter, by the way, that's who that is.
So see Bacon.
Sosie Bacon, the monster like revealing itself. It was like, it's very rare for a reveal to pay off, like, and throughout the film, there's not a monster. And and my thought is that it looks great. And it actually genuinely, like, I was like, yeah, if that was staring me down, I'd be pretty terrified as well. So the reveal is great, but that's my history with it. I watched it at Fantastic Fest. It's one of my first pull quotes. It could have been better, but I didn't expect much from it, and it surprised me at the
I think to its credit in the first film, I think
time.
I honestly think they executed exactly what they wanted to execute. I think I like I don't think there's much you can fault it for. I don't think there's much you can fault it for. I think that first movie, like they said, we want to do this, we want it to look like this, and that's exactly what it was. And I think they executed exactly what they wanted to make. And I think the first movie could have been maybe a little bit more ambitious. Maybe it could have had some bigger ideas, but it works. The second movie,
Well, I don't know if you know that first movie. That was supposed to be a Paramount Plus release.
I just learned that on the way here. I was reading on Wikipedia while
Yeah.
walking home from the theater.
So I think that's part of it. Like, they weren't expecting it to go theatrical, and then they watched it and they were like, oh, well, why not? Let's see how it goes. And it's
Even by itself, I think that first movie is good for just like a casual, like October, Halloween, why not? Just watch a thing.
Yeah.
But I think the second movie takes everything from the first movie and it does like it's like what sequel dreams are made of. It takes that first movie and it just builds. And it says, here's the concept. Let's take this and let's, while connecting the story, they say, let's pass this to a whole new cast. While having connective tissue between the movies, they pass it to a whole new cast. They put it in a whole different situation. They put it in a whole different situation because it's if the monster like lives in your mind. In the first one, it's the mind of a therapist, which is and she's very well put together, and the movie kind of reflects that. The second movie, it's the mind of like this pop star who's very young, and her mind is already a scattered, chaotic mess. And then the movie reflects that chaos. Oh my goodness! Amazing.
Thematically, it's a brilliant decision, a brilliant choice.
The editing is so good.
The second movie, I think, is far superior. It is beautifully shot. It is insanely acted. Naomi Scott, I mean, dude,
She's so good.
she rips.
She's so
This
good.
film, he rips in this film. Every scene, I mean, like, everything they like, the way you think it's gonna go, he doesn't go that way. Or if he does go that way, it goes 10 times worse than you expect. And like, it is so competent, so intense. It takes scares that I've never seen before. And like, that. I'm trying not to give too much away.
Can you just say like the maybe the setting or the scene so I know what you're talking about?
Like, I'm just gonna say there's a sequence in a bedroom, and it's just like they take an idea we'll talk about it in spoilers, but they take an idea and make something that should not be terrifying and actually make it legitimately terrifying. And I think it is smart. I think it is. I mean, like, dude, okay, I got a funny story. I got a funny
Okay,
story.
let's go. Let's go.
So before the film started, we were all sitting there, and somebody goes, "Guys, did you hear this is a 2 hour and 15 minute movie?" And I was like, "Oh no." Like, I'm like, "Man, I'm gonna be here for 2.5 hours." And it blew by. Blew by. I was like, it's over. And so I was like, Kyle, Lee, it starts, and when it starts, it is intense. And it goes and it goes and it goes. And before you know it, the movie is over and you're breathless. I loved it. I love this film. I think it's one of the most surprising sequels of the entire year.
Yeah.
And he got, dude, 5 stars.
Five
I
stars?
mean,
Wow. Wow.
yeah, I
I
mean,
mean, this whole summer we've been talking about sequels all summer long because there's so many freaking sequels. And I keep going back to like Bride of Frankenstein because it takes the first movie and it builds on it. Aliens takes the first movie, builds on it, and passes it to a new cast with connective tissue, and it expands the world. And this movie, I can't believe it. It does it. One of my favorite weird details about this movie, and the first one, there's a bunch of shots. I don't know if you remember. There's a bunch of shots in the first one where it's upside down. Why? I don't know. The establishing shots are upside down just because it looks cool. The second movie doubles down on that, and it makes that twisty, disorienting this part of the story. Whoa. Do you remember there's a shot at the very beginning when it's going through New York City and it's all upside down? Then it goes to her building, then it goes through the window, and it goes right to her face. Whoa! Whoa!
I do. It's very good. Dude, I mean the visuals and all of it are very well done. There's a sequence even towards the end, and I'm not gonna say what it is, but it's like it's so disorienting, and then you realize that you're in a new location and it opens up. And dude, my brain was just like, man, it is so well done.
I know exactly what you're talking about, actually.
Yeah, but yeah, see what like I think you and I do have the same sequence of mind, and it is,
It's just
I mean,
sharp editing, yeah.
sharp editing, disorienting. It makes the viewer feel like you're in her shoes. And it is wild. I have complaints, like little bit complaints. I think the because I know you just got out of it. I know you just got out of it, but I bet
And I'm
like,
riding that
yeah, I bet a couple of days to think about
high.
it. There are some choices that feel a little confusing as far as the rules. About like what is happening, what is not
Rules.
happening.
What? Is there a book for this? They're making it up. Let them make it
Yeah,
up.
I think that's kind of my point, is that like it feels like when you think about it long enough, some things don't make entirely sense. Characters are talking to other characters, but then you find out later like that may or may not have happened.
Oh, I love
Yeah.
that. I love how messy what's real and what's not real. I love how messy that is because it's so easy in movies where they do that crap and it's just, who cares? This movie, I
Yeah,
had no idea when was what was how was who was. Oh, I love
but
that.
like there's moments that it happens with the character not in the room. And like then you figure out like that thing that they set up was like it wasn't even real
Do
the
you have
whole
an do you
time.
have a example you can give me? Just a clue.
There's a sequence where a parental figure, comes into an apartment and there's a guest in the house. And one character leaves. Those two individuals keep having a conversation without the other individual around. You know what I'm talking about? So it was like,
In fact, it's a one-way conversation. The one person never responds.
yeah, but it was still kind of like, what?
It's implied if you because I remember the scene and it's the one character walks in and the other character talks to her, but she never talks back.
Right,
So
right, right, right.
it can be an imaginary person talking because the other one's never responding. You get what I mean?
I do. I do. And I guess that's what I mean. Like the rules are a little bit unclear. It's just like
I
it's
think that's
not.
so intentional.
Here's what I'm saying. I think depending on how you view it, it can be a feature or a bug. Like it's it did not hinder my movie experience. I love this film, but if I had any kind of nitpicks, is that when I go back, I'm like, wait, what happened here? What happened there? And I could tell you though, one of those nitpicks I kind of solved in my own head, but you kind of have to like make a leap in logic about where things begin.
Remind me, we're
And where
talking about
things
the
end.
movie with the Japanese smile monster, and you have to make a leap in logic.
No. I mean, just I'm talking about like narratively. Narratively, like it's not about like whether things are logical. It's about where A and B came. Like where does A and B connect and where does C and D connect? I'm not talking about plausibility, you know?
I think this movie is from her point of view, and I think she's an unreliable narrator.
I'm okay with it because the movie made me feel like I'm in a topsy-turvy
Very
wild
topsy-turvy.
ride. And I think, you know, like I said, if I had a nitpick, that would be a nitpick. But dude, it's a very minor nitpick.
And I
Very
want to
minor.
go on. We were just talking about Joker last week.
Yeah.
Was that even last? Okay, maybe 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, about 2 weeks,
We were talking
yeah.
about Joker, and I this may movie made me feel like how I wish Joker made me feel, with all the topsy-turvy, twisty, what's real, what's not real. And this movie accomplishes that so well, where there's so much of this movie that I don't believe, but I believe her emotions. I believe what she's going through psychologically. I don't know if it's real or not, and I'm along with this mind-bending ride that she's on.
Now, what I will say is, I think this makes for a great double feature with the Substance. I genuinely think
Yeah,
that.
I
I
was thinking about The
genuinely
Substance a couple times.
think that.
At the beginning, I was thinking about Trap a little bit, because how weird is that we have two like fake Taylor Swift movies in one summer? But I like
Thankfully.
this one a little bit better. The way they do the pop star stuff. There was one
Yeah.
sequence I loved where I don't know if you remember. There's a like a black and red dance sequence.
Good, yeah, aces
That looked
all around,
so
aces.
stunning. That looked so good.
Yeah, that looked good. I mean, dude, every single like dancing, every one of the like concert things, dude, there's just like there's imagery in this film that I've been thinking about since like I like rolled out the theater. It's just such a great horror film. I'm going to make like a comparison. I think Parker Finn might be one of the best filmmakers since Wes Craven. Like
Wow.
since Wes Craven.
And he's
He
made these two movies, and that's it, right?
yes. Well, I mean, like he, you know, it is such a great understanding of taking everything that you did wrong in the first. Learning from various mistakes, you know, and then just improving on everything. And like, dude, I'm not gonna say what happens. The first act of this movie reminded me of Scream. Like those Scream films, I was just like, it just kicks into gear. You're automatically on pins and needles. You don't know what's gonna happen. And it just gets more tense and more tense and more tense, and then I don't, dude, it feels like somebody who learned from the great Wes Craven, in my opinion. It really does.
One thing I want to add on that, how it connects to the first film. I like that both films, you have intelligent characters who quickly understand what's going on, and they're quickly able to look at the scene, like how even the audience looks at the scene and think, what is the logical correct thing to do in the scene? And then they try to do that, and it still goes wrong, but they try to do the logical thing. And I really appreciate that, because so many movies do horror movies. They would say, oh, we can't do this because this or this, or something stupid happens. But no, in this movie, both of them, they have a smart character who says, okay, we've analyzed the pattern. Here's what happens. Here's how we need to stop it. And it still goes wrong. And I just,
Yeah, so that was a complaint that I have with number one, is that the main character kept doing things that would like, you know, and like, why would you say that in this situation, you know? And number two, you could just feel it like being out of control. Like she has zero control over anything involving like how she should handle something. And like it all makes sense. You could feel how like as a pop singer, why things would happen that way, why that character is like that, and how the that enemy is taking advantage of that simultaneously. It's just so good, man. I love this film. I think it's great. I really do.
I'm trying
Really
to think.
do.
I'm trying to think about if I have any strong criticisms. I think some of the jump scares were not super effective, but for the most part, like you were saying earlier, like even when you know there's a jump scare coming, it still comes in a way that you don't expect it.
There's one that was very good, because again, I might have to put this in a spoiler section, but it sucks you in to the moment because you're
And
so
then you're
curious.
looking, you're like, where? What is it?
Yeah, and
Where
then
is it?
I was like,
What is
bah! Great.
it?
No.
Yeah, because I think
No, those.
the first movie tried to do some scary things. Do you remember? There's the scene in the first one where like Cal Penn rips his face off. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
You remember that?
that was a great thing, though. That
Okay,
was a great
it's
thing.
good, but it's not like ah! It's kind of like.
No, but the thing is, what I like about that scene is that it's so twisted
Very twisted, yeah.
that even my theater kind of laughed, very similarly to the zipper
And the substance.
scene. Yeah, in the substance,
Just teasing, yeah.
it's not meant to scare you, but it's a mental, it puts you in that mindset of what in the world
Right,
is
right.
happening, right? Oh, man.
All right, guys, so
Huh.
we're gonna cut here. This is part one of our Smile 2 discussion. But this movie is so juicy, we're gonna do a second part with our spoiler thoughts, like full details, like nothing held back. Okay, so stop here. Go watch the movie, then come back to
Yeah.
us. Okay.
Like, come back. We highly recommend it. I think that's a
Strong
recommendation for both of
recommend.
us.
Your fingers up, John. Quick
Yeah.
question: do people need to watch Smile 1 before they watch Smile 2?
That's not been. You read my mind. You read my mind, because I thought about that all week.
And what's the verdict?
You don't. You
Okay.
definitely don't.
Okay.
You don't. I mean, yeah, there is a character for number one, but I don't think you need any of that. From number one to going low, everything is explained in the film.
It is.
There's no.
I think it helps a lot, but you don't need it. Because again, it's
You
like an
don't
all
need
new
it.
cast. Yeah.
It is a very self-contained film that still makes the rules clear. You can walk in and just be dazzled by this sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I said all I could say. I loved it. I
All
definitely
right.
loved it.
So thanks for watching, guys. We're gonna cut here. Go watch the movie and come back. My name is Vin. You can find me on Twitter at Vin Writes Words.
I am John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter.
And make sure to follow the Cosmic Circus at My Cosmic Circus for more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks a lot, guys. See you next time.